Excuse me, Master? Please excuse me, Master. I don't mean to disturb you in your room so late in the afternoon, or to inconvenience you by speaking. I shouldn't even have disturbed you this late. Please forgive me, I'll just... Oh, you really don't mind? Yes, I... Well, I know I haven't really ever spoken to you unless instructed until now, but... It isn't that I didn't want to, it's just what I was always taught to do by my previous masters. What was it I wanted to ask? Oh, I should have remembered that right away. Please forgive me, Master. I was wondering if it wasn't too much of an inconvenience for you. Could I speak with you about something? It would only be for a few minutes, and only if you have the time to waste on me, of course. You will? Oh, thank you, Master. I'm incredibly thankful that you'll listen. I'll allow you to situate yourself anywhere you like before I ask. Would you like me to bring you anything? Any refreshments? Of course, Master. Please let me know if you change your mind. Where would you prefer we speak? Your bed? Yes, Master. Please excuse me. Please make yourself comfortable. I'll just take my place on the floor here in front of you. Oh, yes. My apologies, Master. I'm still having difficulties breaking my habit of kneeling on the floor. I'll take my place next to you then. Please excuse me. Well, I'm not really sure where to begin. This is one of the first times in my life I've spoken freely of my own accord. I know you told me since the day I arrived here that I was always free to speak. But I haven't really until now. And that was what I wanted to speak with you about. My past. If the subject of my previous ownership isn't one that you want to discuss, Master, I completely understand, and I won't speak on it. I'll just go and attend to something else. Thank you, Master. Thank you. I'll do my best to really speak my mind then, really, for the first time in my life. Honestly, Master. Your kindness still amazes me. It confuses me, even. Though I mean no disrespect, of course. But the reason for that, as well as my time with my previous owners, was what I wanted to speak with you about. Uh, Apologies, Master. I'm just having difficulties speaking on these subjects. They would normally have been completely forbidden to even think about before I came here. Even speaking openly like this would warrant severe punishment. Master, I don't think I ever noticed how warm and soft your hands were. They feel so gentle in mine, and it's comforting. Can you keep holding my hand while I speak, Master? If it doesn't inconvenience you, of course. Thank you, Master. You've always been so kind to me since I've come here. So much so that I don't understand. I'm sure you've seen the various scars and burn marks on my hands and my arms. Those were all from my previous masters, though most of them are from my most recent one. But I suppose I should start at the beginning. I don't remember my parents very much. They sold me to my first master as soon as I was old enough to walk and feed myself, and I've been a slave ever since. During that time, growing up, my masters were relatively normal. I was assigned to do normal tasks like cleaning and housekeeping. Mistakes would, of course, warrant punishment, usually in the form of a beating or only water for several days, depending on the mistake. But as I got older, my masters changed, and they seemed to become more cruel the older I got. Spending my life growing up as a slave had taught me the perfect way to behave that would make me least likely to make a mistake and to be punished. And I'd like to think I became very good at it. At least that's what I thought until I fell under the care of my previous master. He didn't buy me for the same purposes that my previous masters had. Most masters buy a slave girl like me because they wanted someone to take care of the house and cooking or children, or to be kept as a part of their harem. But my previous master, he didn't want me for those purposes. He was simply someone who bought slave girls like me purely for the purpose of beating and torturing them. And that's what he did with me. He ran through slaves rather quickly and frequently had to buy new ones. And so, I ended up being bought by him. The first day I arrived there under his care, he beat me more in that day than I had ever been in my life. It wasn't unheard of to be done to new slaves, but somehow I knew this was different. My entire purpose as his slave was to be beaten and tortured whenever the urge took him. I don't think I really want to go into more of the details of it. He never raped me, though. I think that was only because he wanted to save that until the right time. I was really just a toy to him. He only ever really provided me with the most basic necessities that I needed to live. I'm sure you've noticed that during the entire time I've been in your care, I've always worn concealing clothing. Well, while it's true that he didn't rape me, he still wanted to mark me as his property. He said he wanted to scar and mark my body so badly that no one else would ever want to buy me. That no man would ever love me or want me. As a final step, he branded his initials and his family seal onto my back. He was a very wealthy man, but he was never very healthy, and he smoked almost constantly. So when he died, and I was told that I was going to be sent under the care of one of his relatives, I should have been glad to just be getting a different master. Anyone should have been better than him. But by then, I was just broken. I believed I was everything that he said I was. And I thought that my new master, you, would be the same as well. I could tell that you were very surprised to see me on my knees at your doorstep. But the most surprising thing I had ever heard when I met you in that moment was when you told me to get up off the floor, to not be on my knees in front of you. And my surprises didn't stop there. You gave me nicer food to eat on my first night under your care than I had ever eaten since becoming a slave. Food as nice as what my masters ate. It was the first time in all my life I had ever eaten until I was full. I'm sure you saw how nervous I looked eating dinner the first few nights. It was because I assumed my punishment would come right after. My previous master wouldn't even let me eat at all until he was satisfied with my use for the day. And if he wasn't, I just wouldn't eat that day. But then, you gave me my own bed and my own room with the fluffiest pillows and the warmest blankets. I never knew there were beds that soft. As I had spent almost my entire life sleeping on the floor with usually nothing more than a thin blanket and no pillow, it felt like I was sleeping in a cloud, like I was in a dream. But I was still afraid that the punishment was coming. Until that one day, I'll never forget that one day. I'm sure you've noticed, but some days my hands hurt and they don't work very well because of what he did. And I accidentally dropped and broke one of your nice glasses when I was washing it. Oh, the things my last master would have done to me if I had done that. He most likely would have just disposed of me. I was so, so terrified of what you'd do to me. With how I was shaking and trying to apologize. And I was the one who begged you to let me do housework in the first place. Oh, I'm sure you saw I was on the verge of tears. I got on my hands and knees, begging you to forgive me with everything I had. And when you told me to stand up, I honestly believed this was going to be the beating I'd never come back from. But when you moved towards me and I closed my eyes, still bowing my head and begging for forgiveness, you hugged me. You hugged me. That was the first time anyone in my life had ever hugged me. And it happened when I broke something. Breaking something is one of the worst things a slave can do, and I was getting hugged for it. Something I don't even remember my parents ever doing. I didn't understand what was happening. You just stood there, holding me, telling me it was okay. In my mind, I couldn't even comprehend what was happening, but you felt so warm, holding me in your arms. I'd never felt another warm body against mine like that ever before. I hadn't even realized it, but I calmed down rather quickly. And then you insisted on helping me clean the glass up. That was another bewildering thing for me to see. A master on his hands and knees helping his slave clean up a mess she made. Your kindness, it just never ended from the day I came under your care. I still can't believe the pretty new clothes you've bought me during my time here as well. Since that day, that constant fear I held inside myself that I had brought from my previous master has started to disappear. I still tried to remain as proper as I could because, well, that was all I knew. But that fear was being replaced by something else. Something I don't really understand. It feels like when I look at you, Master, like something inside my stomach is trying to move around, and my heart starts beating faster. But not out of fear like it normally does. I've never felt these feelings before, and I don't understand what they are. Do you, Master? Oh, I'm so sorry, Master. I didn't mean to just go on speaking for so long without letting you speak. You're sure it's all right? Well, thank you, Master. You're as patient and understanding as always. About what I'm feeling, though. Do you possibly know what it is, Master? Is there something the matter with me? Those are feelings you have when you... when you like someone? Oh, but I already knew that I like you, Master. You truly have been the best master to me I've ever had in my life. More than I ever could have wished for. Oh, you mean liking someone more than that? Apologies, Master. I'm not sure I understand. Oh, yes, I've seen people walking around town who appeared very close. And I know husbands and wives are very close. And I've heard of stories of masters and slaves falling in love. Love. That's a word I think I've heard before. Master? Master, what is love? Oh, apologies. Apologies, Master. Was that something I should not have asked? Oh, so... when someone likes someone a lot, they feel what I'm feeling. And when they love someone, that feeling gets much, much stronger. I see. That must be when they have sex, right? Well, I've never had sex before, but I've spoken to other slave girls about it, and they've told me some about what happens, but I've never actually done it myself, and I guess I don't really understand it. I have watched it being done to other slave girls, though I'm not sure that was being done with love. Master, if that's the case, then I think the feelings I have when I'm near you, and like when you took my hand, I think they must mean that I love you, Master. You feel the same thing whenever you're around me? You do? I would like to learn more about this feeling. I really don't understand it, but all I know is I want to feel more of it. But I don't know if I can. You remember, right, Master? What I said about my scars and my brand? If you saw them all, you wouldn't want anything to do with me. Why would anyone want someone who has the permanent marks of someone else on them? He did it to me. He did it to me so that when a day like this came, that he'd still have that power over me, even in death. You still want to see me? Oh, Master, you've been nothing but so kind to me. Okay, Master, I'll show you. I'll show you everything, Master. I'll just remove all of my clothes right here in front of you, if you'll allow it. All right, this is so scary. Just one moment, Master. Here I am, all of me. It's been some time. Most of them have all healed, but you can still clearly see most of them. And some of them do still hurt every now and then. He always took care to avoid my face, but you can see that he wasted very little space everywhere else when using me. And of course, here, on my lower back, is the brand with his initials and his house seal. It's far worse than you thought it would be, isn't it? I told you he wanted to be sure no one else would want me except him. So, I don't blame you if you think... What? You think I'm beautiful? Master, I don't understand. How could you think that all of this, these scars, this brand, that I'm beautiful with all of them? Do that before. It's completely different up close. Could you do that again, Master, please? Jump right out. And my heart is racing. I've never felt like this before. You truly don't care about the scars? The brand? None of them? Oh, no, please. Master, if you'll allow it, I want to do it. Sex, I mean. I want you to make me feel as much of these feelings as you can. So, please, Master, won't you do it? I know it's not my place to be so forward, but I want more of that feeling. I've never wanted something so badly in my life. You will? Oh, thank you, Master. What do you want me to do first? Lie on the bed? Yes, Master, right away. Okay. Now what? Oh, more kissing. Gladly. If I'll ever get tired of kissing. You know, Master, I thought it would be kind of scary to have you over me like this, but and actually just it makes me feel really safe. I know you'll never hurt me, Master, and that's why I want to give everything I have to you. Master, oh, that feels so good. You're kissing and licking all the way down my body. Oh, it tickles a little. But your hands are so gentle with me. I never knew it could feel so good just having my body touched like this. My breasts. Could you suck on them some more, Master? Touch them more. I've never had them feel that way. It felt so good. Oh, that feels so good, Master. Oh, your warm tongue playing around my nipples. Oh, Master, your hand is so big and strong. But you touch my breasts so gently. My heart is beating so fast. With every kiss, it just gives me more goosebumps. Oh, and when you kiss my belly, oh, it makes me feel warm inside. Oh, Master, open my legs a little. Of course, but Master, what are you doing with your face down? No, sorry, Master. It just surprised me. I wasn't expecting you to lick me down there. No, it didn't feel bad at all. Oh, in fact, it felt good. Better than I've ever felt down there before, actually. I'm sorry for interrupting you, Master. Could you please continue if it doesn't inconvenience you. Oh, Master. Your tongue feels so warm, licking me there. Oh, Master. I'm starting to feel kind of strange. Like something building up inside me. What is this? I don't understand what I'm feeling. Close to coming? What is that? I don't understand what that is. But yes, Master, I'll trust you. I'll trust you with everything. Master. Oh, Master. That feeling inside of me, it's growing. It's getting bigger and bigger. It feels like my body is going to overflow with this feeling. Please, oh, please keep licking me there. Please keep licking me there right at that spot. It feels so... so, Master, oh, that feeling is getting so much bigger. Master, oh, Master. That feeling, it's growing. It's going to burst. Master... Oh, Master, can I burst? May I burst, please? Please, oh, please. Oh, thank you, Master. Oh, thank you. It's bursting. Oh, Master. It's still bursting. Oh, Master, all over your tongue. I'm bursting, Master. Still bursting all over your tongue. Master. Master. Master, oh, what was that? My whole body just tensed up and it felt like it was, oh God, it was just so good. That was an orgasm. That was coming. No, this is the first time I've ever felt anything like that. Oh, I've never so much as touched myself down there before in that way. I didn't even know my body could feel that way. Oh, it was the most amazing sensation I have ever felt. But, Master, I hope I'm not out of place to ask this, but what about you? I know there's more to sex than just that, and I want you to feel good too. You've been so kind to me, Master. And I know I have these feelings inside of me because I love you. I never could have imagined I would be this happy in my life. And so I want you to take me, Master, and I want to give all of myself to you. Please. Oh, Master, thank you. Could I, perhaps, help you to remove your robes, Master? It's something I've thought about and that I've wanted to do for a while now. You're sure? Thank you, Master. You have such a handsome and strong-looking chest, Master. I have the most handsome master in the world. Master, may I remove your underwear as well? I can see your manhood struggling to get out. Yes, Master, please excuse me. Oh, Master, this is your manhood? Oh, apologies, I don't mean to embarrass you, it looks so good. So big. So this is the manhood of my master. Touch it, Master. Oh, thank you, Master. Yes. I know I don't need to ask these things, but I can't help it. Oh, it feels so warm and hard. Oh, Master, can I? No. Thank you, Master. Yes, I know I don't need to ask these things, but I can't help it. Oh, it feels so warm and soft in my hand. Oh, Master, can I? No. Master, I would like to taste it, okay? See, Master, I think that's about as forward as I can get for now. Well then, excuse me. Good. It tastes like you, Master. Does this feel good, Master? I'm sorry if I'm not very good. I just, I've never done this before. Oh, good. I love seeing you feel good. I'm making my master feel good. You feel so good in my mouth, Master. I want to take more of you. I want to take more of you inside my mouth. Mm-hmm. excited there, I think. Master, I'm really, really wet down there. And I want you to take me now. Will you? My hands are hurting today, so I might not be able to do very much, but oh, but you can still have me, Master, any way you want. If it's not too much trouble, though, I would love my first time to be while I'm facing you, feeling your weight on me. I just feel so safe with you over me, Master. Oh, my master is about to take me. I know this is my first time, but please don't worry about me, Master. I am yours to enjoy as much as you want. Don't worry about hurting me. I can handle it. Sliding, oh master, inside me. No, I really am okay. Oh master, oh my master is inside me. You feel so big. I didn't even know something that big could fit inside me. Master, this feels so, it feels so good. I've never felt so good in my entire life. Even when you were licking me, Master, I've never been so happy in my entire life. And it's, because of you. Oh, Master, I feel so safe. Your manhood. Oh, God, it's going so far into me that I can feel it hitting something deep inside me. It feels so good when you hit that spot, Master. Please, please keep going. My hands might not be working well tonight, but my arms and legs do. So I'm gonna wrap them both around you, and I'm never gonna let go. I want us to be together like this, feeling like this forever. Just you and me, Master. Yes, Master, just like that. Keep thrusting into me, just like that. Use me and make yourself feel as good as you can. Feeling starting to build up in me again, Master. I think that means I'm close to coming again. Is that right, Master? I want to do it. I want to come again. I want to feel good like last time. But this time I want to do it with you deep inside me, Master. Feeling good with me as it happens. Master. Your manhood. I can feel it getting harder. Oh, Master, what's happening? Does that mean that you're feeling better too? You're close to coming. Oh, you can come too. Oh, Master, if you can come like I can, that means we can come together. Please, Master. Please keep thrusting into me. Keep hitting that place deep in the back of me. Come with me, Master. I love you so much. I want you to come with me, Master. Please. Master, please come with me. Please come with me. Please. What a gift that we can come together. Please. Master, I'm so close. I'm so close. Come with me, Master. Come with me. Come with me. It's happening. Master. I feel you coming too, Master. I feel you. You're spurting something into me. Oh, God, Master. Master. That was too amazing for words. It feels like all of that pain and fear in me has just been washed away. I feel so warm inside. What is this white stuff coming out of me? It's your cum? Well, as long as it's from you, Master, I'm happy. There's so much inside of me. Oh, sorry, it tickles my scars when you run your hands over them like that. I never imagined a day would come where anything that had to do with them would make me giggle. But when you touch them like that, Master, that's all they become. Extra ticklish spots. Not only that, I'm all disheveled and I'm covered in sweat in front of my master. And I don't even care. I truly have changed since I came into your care, Master. What do you mean that you don't want me to call you Master anymore? You are my master, aren't you? Well, what do you want me to call you instead? And if I can't call you my master, what would that make me? Anything I want? Just not master? Well, I would sometimes get to read books during my time with my previous masters, and in them there would be girls who would call the men they were with darling. I think I would like that word, darling. I think I like that word quite a lot. All right then, from now on, that's what I'll call you. And and that's what you'll be. But then, if you aren't my master anymore, what will I be? Something more? Being a slave is all I ever thought I could be, and that I never considered I could be anything else. I never once thought if I could be something more or anything different than that, but if I'm with you, darling, then I think I maybe could learn to be something much more than just a slave girl. Not just to you, but to myself as well. As long as I'm with you, I think there's so much more I'm going to learn about myself. Even now, I've never felt more normal than I have in my entire life.
Even if I'm no longer a slave, I still intend to help clean around the house. You're very messy, you know?
Oh, you know, darling? I don't know a lot about sex, but I do know that's how babies are made. And I'm guessing your cum is how it happens. I'd like to think that this will make me have your children. Would you like that? Oh, I'm so glad, darling. I'll have as many children as you want. I know what a kind and amazing father you'd be with how kind you've been to me. We could be the family that I never had. Ever since the moment I first came into your care, you never once viewed me as a slave, did you? I stopped being a slave the moment I stepped through your door. I just didn't realize it until now. But you really saved me, you know? From the cruel world out there, and even from myself. I never would have discovered all of these amazing feelings if it wasn't for you. And that there could be someone out there as kind and loving as you are. I love you so much, darling. I love you, darling.